money on Cajun Queens. Working from the morning till the end of day, that's when I go out to play. Working on the muddy Mississippi line, they pay me $10 and I don't save a dime. But I always seem to make enough to see me through, and I'll bet you $5 I'm as happy as you. Down in New Orleans, working on the docks, loading coffee beans. Hard working people who will lend you a hand, they'll help you any way they can. My daddy was a Mississippi River man, my mama was a Cajun from the heart of the land. They taught me how to love the Mississippi mud. Now there's Mississippi water flowing in my blood. Mississippi like it was my home. As long as I remember, it's been my home. I know it's kind of muddy, but it sure looks fine when you're riding on the muddy Mississippi line.
Goldsboro, working on the money Mississippi lines. Charlie Tuna up next with Journey and Still They Ride.
Jesse rides through the night under the main street light, riding slow. The same.
still they ride. What's the best place in the world to live? According to researchers, it's Denmark. A University of Pennsylvania survey of 107 countries, also named Ethiopia, is down on the bottom of the list, with the United States ranked a middling 41st. America was ranked number one in wealth, literacy, and women's rights. But on factors such as health care and how well old people are treated, the U.S. trailed every Western European country and Japan. Another minus for the U.S., the high number of hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions, and other natural disasters. Charlie Tuna. New to the service, on your first overseas assignment, then here's a special benefit you should know about. It's called VEAP, V-E-A-P, Veterans Educational Assistance Program. VEAP is a savings plan for education. For every dollar you save to go to school, the government will add two. That's two for one. For instance, save $75 a month, then Uncle Sam will add $150. That's a total of $225 each month. At that rate, you can reach the maximum of $8,100 in 3 years. That's $8,100 you can use for college, technical, or vocational school. Not a bad deal. Remember, it's called VEAP, Veterans Educational Assistance Program. But don't wait. The sooner you start saving, the more you'll have. To join the program, see your education office at your duty station today. Start saving for your future now with VEAP. Celebrity Close-Up with Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. You guys are out on your own, and we talked to you, Marilyn, I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago, about your musical background. You came from a family, I guess, that always sang all the time?
Well, my father was always singing, and my mother attempted to. And if she hears this, I'm in trouble.
And the one thing I put to you at that time was when the Fifth Dimension was together with you two, you were like the lawyer of the group, is that right? Or the attorney at large?
Well, actually, no, I have a degree in business administration, and part of that included taking a little business law class, and so I do understand some of the legal terminology, so I can read contracts, but that's the extent of it.
That helps in this business.
It sure does.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Charlie, I read all of our contracts because I want to know what we're signing.
I don't want
the little funny print to come up 2 years into the agreement, and then all of a sudden, well, you signed it.
Who handles the money in the family, Billy?
Both of us. I mean, we have a business firm that we deal with that usually takes care of all of our
major investments.
But Marilyn go over the reports, you know, but I go over them with her sometimes. But she's taking care of it most of the time because I have other businesses that I run too. You know,
Back in St. Louis? I heard you got something going back there.
Well, I turned that over to my father, but I deal with a hair product, and I also have a production company, which is BMR Production.
You got a lot going, you two.
Oh, yeah.
Awfully busy. Well, you have a musical background, too, I'm told, in the family, right, Billy?
Yeah, that's right. And I've been in it all my life. In fact, when I was a kid, I knew I was going to be a singer. So it was fairly easy for me. All I had to do was just continue on the road that I had started.
Celebrity Close-Up. Marilyn McCoo, Billy Davis Jr. You don't have to be a star. How about a stranger? Okay. Billy Idol and the Hot Child in the City.
It's hot here at night, lonely black and white on a hot summer night. Don't be afraid of the world we made on a hot summer night. 'Cause when a lonely, lovely walks by, then you can see her look in her eyes.
Physicians practice what they preach, according to a poll taken by the Harvard Medical School Health Letter. Of 595 doctors surveyed, only 8% smoked, 73% used seatbelts, nearly 80% ate three or fewer whole eggs per week, and 69% used margarine instead of butter. The doctors were also very reluctant to medicate themselves without good reason. Only 14% of those questioned said they took daily doses of multivitamins. The vast majority of the medical practitioners made regular visits to the dentist, and more than half of them had had routine medical checkups in the past 2 years. Practice what they preach.
Charlie Tuna.
If you're buying insulation, there's only one sure way to compare. That's by the R value, according to the Federal Trade Commission. The R value is a measure of insulating ability. The higher the R value, the greater the insulating power. Unfortunately, the insulation industry has not always provided this information to consumers. So the Federal Trade Commission has approved a new home insulation rule, which went into effect November 30th, 1979, requiring manufacturers to test their products for R value using standard tests. These R value ratings then must be available to consumers prior to purchase, either on the package or in fact sheets provided by retailers. In addition, any energy saving claims mentioned in ads must have a reasonable basis. So if you're thinking about buying insulation, learn the R value of the insulation you plan to buy. And to find out what R value is recommended for your area, send for a copy of booklet Tips for Energy Savers. It's free from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Charlie Chin on the telephone. You probably by now have gotten used to all the little codes that are imprinted on products and the fact that they use them over scanners at checkout stands and supermarkets. But I have a guy on the phone here whose father, you say, helped design this code? When was this now? How long ago?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
And your father actually worked on this?
Right.
Helped design the codes for supermarkets.
Right.
And you were just talking about it today, you said, with him.
Right.
What's the next step?
Well, they're going to eliminate all paychecks, but I think inflation is going to beat them to it.
Yes, that's right.
But, they'll just send out your paycheck on computer index, and they'll send it right to the bank. And then you can go to a terminal and just punch in your account number, and it'll show you your balance right there on the machine.
Oh, how eerie.
And you'll never even get a paycheck.
We'll never see the green stuff, everything.
That's right.
Oh, that's going to feel kind of funny, though, without that in your pocket anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be, they said it's going to go all, like, on a computer. In fact, the cash register will be able to have access to your account.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go through and they'll run all the merchandise through this pricing code, and the cash register will go to your bank, take the total, withdraw it from your account, and that'll be it. There won't be any transaction of actual money.
Now, your dad started all this supermarket price quoting 10 years ago. How long does he say that it's going to be before this happens now?
Well, he says the only thing that's keeping it back right now is the acceptance by the general public.
Yeah, just like the metric system.
Right. He says that technology is so far ahead of society that the only thing that's keeping advances back is that people won't accept them.
Boy, your dad is really interesting. Well, I guess we get a little... What's your dad's name?
507.
Oh.
Beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a beautiful.
IGY, what a beautiful world this could be. A little futuristic cause right there. Supermarket price quoting and all. Well, that's going to have to can it for another day, another week of Charlie Tunis, matter of fact. Thank you very much for sharing some more time out of your days, weeks, me. For Sarah goodbye today. A special hello to all our friends and listeners in the Marshall Islands. We'll see you back here next week. And until then, stay tuned.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Tomorrow at military banking facilities, your dollar buys 2 mark and 23 pfennig.